This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If your business has 5 or more employees and managed to survive the pandemic in these tough times, well, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. So how do you cut through all the red tape and get your business the refund money? Just go to GetRefunds.com. The team of tax attorneys they've put together, they're so highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program, and they've already returned $1 billion to businesses. They can help you too. They do all the work, no charge upfront, and simply share a percentage of the cash that they get for you. Find out if your business qualifies. Just go to GetRefunds.com, click on Qualify Me, answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. GetRefunds.com. GetRefunds.com.
Hey, Philly, it's quarterback Jalen Hurts here. It's crunch time. What's the right play?
Go for two, Jalen.
What?
Go for two with Window Nation.
Oh, right. It's Harley from Window Nation.
Yeah, Jalen. Right now, get 2 free windows for every 2 windows you buy.
Plus no interest for 60 months.
So call Window Nation today at 866-90-NATION.
Buy 2 windows, get 2 windows free.
And no interest for 60 months.
Go for two with Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
Hey, it's Rich. Zioli, start your new year off right by finally losing that weight. Schedule your consultation with NJDiet.com today, and you will shed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. It's contractually guaranteed. NJ Diet's all natural, no shots, no hormones, no surgery, and no prepackaged foods. Locations throughout the East Coast or available with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET or go to NJDiet.com. That's NJDiet.com. Lose the weight for good.
If the market volatility of the past year has made you nervous about your retirement future, you're not alone.
So many people are waiting for the perfect time to retire. And those folks are going to be waiting a really long time, I hate to say, because there's no perfect time. The market is always unpredictable and volatile.
But that doesn't mean that it's hopeless. Jim Cipriotti has been helping people get to, through, and beyond retirement for over 20 years. And each week, he wants to help give you that freedom to retire. Listen to Freedom to Retire with Jim Cipriotti now on Saturday mornings at 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Is your kitchen feeling outdated? Have you been dreaming of something better? Kitchen Magic can help. With more than 40 years of experience in over 60,000 of your homes, we offer industry-leading design advice, exceptional customer service, and quality products all manufactured here in the Lehigh Valley. Visit our website, kitchenmagic.com, to schedule your free in-home consultation with one of our kitchen remodeling experts. From our family to yours, let's make your kitchen magic.
Tonight, rain ending just after midnight, a low of 42. On your Friday, we're nice and dry, partly sunny, windy, gusts up to 30 miles per hour and a high of 49, which is above average for this time of year. Saturday, still dry, mostly sunny, temperatures in the low 40s, but nice for the Eagles forecast. And kickoffs at 8:15 under partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the upper 30s. On Sunday, afternoon and evening rain develops, highs in the mid 40s. I'm NBC 10 First Alert meteorologist Brittany Shipp.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zioli.
Yeah, the obfuscations from the White House continue, and the White House press corps is not happy about it. They're not happy as the Secret Service says, yes, we have the visitor records you're looking for. Those are not the visitor records you're looking for. Well, actually, they are. Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210.
on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. I will be heading to Parks Casino tonight for Joe Conklin's Comedy Night. Hopefully, I will see you there. Before I get into this segment, I know one guy that I normally see there, but he will not be coming tonight, unfortunately, is our buddy Sid, who, after all these years, actually won the movie contest tonight. Hey, Sid, what's up, buddy?
Hi, Rich. How are you?
I'm good, Sid. What's the movie today?
It's one of the best James Bond movies ever. Moonraker.
Come on, Sid. Nobody thinks that. Nobody thinks it's one of the best James Bond movies ever.
Oh, I liked Roger Moore, and I liked that in Moonraker, he lived under the sea.
But the sea is boiling now, so how could he do that?
Well, he'll get his lobster cooked, so.
Yes, he will. All right, buddy. Thank you, Sid. We'll miss you tonight, but
right,
hopefully
thanks.
We'll see you again. And all right. Good night. Thank you, Sid.
Can I just point out, Sid, clean email address for the record. Great email address. No weird numbers. No weird letters. Simplistic. Thank you, Sid, and congratulations.
All right. Well, you know what? It's not a requirement to win this contest.
It's a Matt DeSantis requirement. I just happened to luck out today. He was the caller 12, and he had a great email.
So anyway, back to Davos for a second, and not DeSantis' whining about email addresses. So it turns out that at the WEF, Michael Schellenberger, who's fantastic, he was discussing this on Fox News. See, people in Davos don't really care about poor people. They don't. They're full of it. They care about making themselves richer and richer and richer. And the biggest thing about the green scam that's out there right now, in addition to making people like Al Gore rich and richer and richer and richer, is that it deprives poor countries of catching up to our standard of living. This wonderful standard of living we enjoy here in the United States of America, complete with refrigerators and, in my case, wine refrigerators, and also medicine, all this technology to be able to keep people alive for things like organ transplants, which I'll, of course, one day need for my liver and everything else. All this technology requires, yes, energy, correct, energy, fossil fuels. And a lot of these countries around the world that are known as developing nations would really love to be at the same standard of living that we are. But these very, very elite liberals at Davos don't think they should be able to, because of the planet, because of climate change. So they'll tell people in poor countries in Asia and Africa, for example, sorry, but you got to stay where you are. You can't catch up to the United States of America or Europe or any of these other developed nations around the world. You can't ever be a first world country. And let me just say for the record, China is not a third world country. That is a bunch of BS. And as I've talked about with you many times before in the past. But here's Michael Schellenberger, who's fantastic, discussing this very issue on Fox News, Cut 18.
It's really those privileged select people who use the most fossil fuels, who have the largest carbon footprint, trying to prevent other countries from using them. In particular, poor Asian and African nations are being actively denied the natural gas and fossil fuels that we take for granted. The European Union has tried to prevent them from getting the fertilizers that they need. We see this every year at the climate talks. It's unconscionable for us to be kicking away the ladder from people seeking a better life. And of course, it goes hand in hand with an effort to censor freedom of speech, not just in Europe, but around the world. So these guys are talking about disinformation. They want to stamp out people that disagree with their agenda. That's why they're doing it. And they want an open mic to be able to spread their own misinformation, including the idea that climate change threatens human civilization, including the idea that you could power the world on pre-industrial renewable technologies, including the idea that we need to move to eating insect protein rather than meats. I mean, we've seen a whole raft of disinformation come out of the World Economic Forum in particular. People said it was a conspiracy, but came right out of Davos, the idea that we need a great reset to moving towards a low energy, renewable powered life. That comes from them.
Why doesn't anybody point this out besides me and Michael Schellenberger and others too, that it's not fair to poor people around the world to tell them, hey, sorry, the United States of America, for example, was always accused by the left of being this awful place, a bunch of colonialists and racists and slave owners and blah, blah, blah. And are we going to pay reparations and everything? And they literally hate our country because they say we were rooted in colonialism, as were many European countries. They say the same thing about them. And then the very same breath, they'll turn around and tell poor countries around the world what to do and what not to do. and will deprive them of the fossil fuels that they need to live a quality of life on par with us. Here's something else, too. Everybody who drives an electric vehicle thinks that they are a do-gooder. They really do. Now, maybe some people do because they're just like them. I'm not a judgmental guy, so I'm not going to sit here and judge. But so I shouldn't say all. I should say many. I should never say the word all. Many people who drive those cars think that they are do-gooders. There's a problem, though, and that is that in order for these cars to work, they need a battery. That battery requires some very extensive mining of some very precious rare earth minerals. It also has caused the enslavement of tens of thousands of people around the world, in Africa, in cobalt mines, and also in China, something we also don't talk about. Well, at the WEF, one interesting moment occurred when the Qatari Deputy Prime Minister Mohammed bin Abdul Rahman bin Jassim Al Thani, I may not be saying that right, I don't know. I might go on a limb here and say I probably should have practiced that one. Mohammed bin Abdul, I'm just going to pull Joe Biden here, ready? The Prime Minister of Qatar, Mohammed bin Well, he actually points out the damage that's actually being caused by this, and probably he's never going to be invited back, but cut 19.
I think also from another perspective, it's also unfair for a lot of developing countries to demand them not to develop their own resources and not to be energy independent while they are still in need for their development journey. And a lot of countries around the world, actually, they are seeing the wealthier countries being unfair for them in demanding them to stop to develop their own resources. The third point on this, I'm not sure if there was an honest discussion about also this transition agenda and what kind of damage it might create for the earth when we are talking about mining the rare earth or also mining the metals to use them as an input for all those renewable energy equipment.
Very important point he makes right there. Here's something else about the hypocrisy of the elites at Davos, and that is that many of them, as they sit there and they advocate for things like vaccine passports, they actually flew to Davos on private jets, as you know. But what you may not know is that they flew to Davos on private jets with unvaccinated pilots. So Alan DeMar is a former Jetstar airline pilot. A little bit of a whistleblower here. Citizen Free Press brought this out. And I never thought about this before from this perspective. But the rich guys in Davos, you know, they don't have to worry about flying commercial. They don't have to worry about anything. Their world is their oyster, except when the ocean boils them to death. This is what this former pilot said regarding what the billionaires flying to Davos actually want. Now, look, maybe it's true, maybe it's not true. But I think he'd probably be a good guy to know, to be able to help assess whether or not this is true or not, right? Cut 15.
The U.S. Freedom Flyers, Josh Yoder, he's the head president of the U.S. Freedom Flyers. He said they're getting calls now from wealthy businessmen and companies to fly their executives around on business jets with unvaccinated crews. Now, they get the luxury of being able to choose because there are still a large amount of crew available in the United States who are not vaccinated because the companies they work for didn't mandate it. And
yes,
these wealthy businessmen are requiring unvaccinated crew on their business jets. Now, passengers of an airline on an airline bought a ticket don't have that luxury. It's just like, okay.
The other night on Tucker Carlson Tonight, Teresa Long was on the show, and the original report came from Steve Kirsch regarding a change that the Federal Aviation Administration is making, very quiet change, obviously, regarding pilots with cardiac injuries. Cut 16.
And yet here's something pretty amazing that happened without much notice at all, without any explanation publicly. The FAA just made a major change in the health requirements for pilots with heart damage. The FAA has significantly broadened the acceptable EKG range for commercial pilots. Steve Kirsch reported this on his Substack. Now, the change now allows people with injured hearts, cardiac injury, to fly. Now, the FAA made this change last October, just after the vaccines were rolled out and made mandatory. Why? Well, we reached out to the FAA today for an explanation. They claim they, quote, follow standard processes based on data and science, whatever that means. Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long is an Army flight surgeon. She joins us tonight. This, you know, raised some red flags, I would say, for people, given what's at stake in commercial air travel. Why do you think the FAA did this?
It's very obscure because extending the PR interval from the acceptable range of 120 to 200 milliseconds to 300 milliseconds does not improve safety. And I would like to see the data and the research that they based that decision on. In aviation, we are a data-driven institution, and everything centers around risk mitigation. So making that broader actually puts the public at greater risk of a pilot having a cardiac event that didn't get caught because they've extended that range.
Obviously, I meant to say that they now allow, not allow. Before I take a break, I want to just, again, take a Zeoli Army victory lap today. In all these years I've been on the radio, and maybe you've been with me since day one, and maybe you're new to the show. Either way, thank you. Because of you, our numbers have never been better. Our podcast downloads have never been better. Truly record-breaking, so thank you. And I appreciate it. I really do, from the bottom of my heart. Well, you know, for years I coined Chris Cuomo the lesser Cuomo. Now, everybody says it. But I was the first, and we called him Chris the Lesser Cuomo for years and years and years. There was one time a few years ago where Cuomo slipped up. He was giving some rant that nobody listened to, and he said, "You say I'm somehow less than," which we played before on the show. That was, to date, the closest that Chris Cuomo ever came to acknowledging that, yes, he is, in fact, the Lesser Cuomo. Now, remember, too, at the time that we really made the comments about Chris Cuomo, this was when his brother Andrew was back in the spotlight. He was the love gov. He was the man. He was going to be president one day. And so in the context of Cuomo's, Chris was definitely the lesser. He was the 14th highest rated host on CNN at night. No, it was the 14th highest rated 9 p.m. show across the country. Like Bears playing hockey was beating him. No, reruns of Bears playing hockey on Discovery was beating Chris Cuomo at 9 p.m. I'm not exaggerating. Like reruns of Barbecue Wars from 1806 on the Food Network were beating the lesser Cuomo in his primetime slot. And then, of course, his brother, the governor, was like, "Do you understand, ladies, why it is that I locked you down? Is it because you want me to come over?" You know, I mean, he was like, he's just a total creeper and everything like this. But he was everywhere. And then the governor would go on the lesser show, and the two of them would go back and forth about, "Maui said she liked me better than you. And let's talk meatballs." And they did this nonstop for months during COVID. It was so frustrating. Well, yesterday, Chris Cuomo finally acknowledged. And I always say that, you know, in life, acknowledging a problem is the first step, really, towards healing. Am I right? All these years, he's been in denial. But now, finally, Chris Cuomo, self-acceptance, I should really say. He's now accepting who he is, which is important. Because you should accept yourself for who you are. And bravo, hat tip to Chris, cut 12.
Neither one knew what was in their basement or in their garage. Next.
Okay, Paul from Long Island has a question near and dear to my heart.
Strong Island, home Strong of both Island. The O'Reilly and the Lesser Cuomo. What do you got, Paul?
Hey, guys.
And the Lesser Cuomo. Boom. We'll be right back. Mic drop.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The only show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210, this show has flown by today, of course, so much of it. Couple things I wanted to mention. First of all, we've talked a lot about, obviously, Alec Baldwin, the White House classified documents. Let's turn to the border for a moment. Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the failed, embattled Department of Homeland Security chief who should be out of a job, who's been acknowledging, or I should say not acknowledging, a problem with the border, like literally in denial about a crisis at the border, pretending like it just doesn't exist. It's not there. Everything's fine. Everything's fine at the border. It's all fine. Well, he concedes now that there is, in fact, a crisis going on at the border. And FEMA, and I, you know who I'm talking to if you work for FEMA right now, FEMA needs to provide the following to deal with this.
FEMA is providing emergency food and shelter program funds to help cities around the country recover or defray the costs of non-citizen arrivals. CBP and ICE are working closely with cities to share information and coordinate the disposition of non-citizens in immigration enforcement proceedings.
Imagine that, huh? Imagine that in these proceedings, how they want to make sure in these proceedings that they are helping in these proceedings. But why would they have to do that if everything was fine at the border? Why? He claims Biden is executing a comprehensive strategy. A strategy. Oh, good. I love strategies, don't you? Strategery? Love a good strategery. Do a little strategery, shall we, boys? A little strategery.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our borders and build a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system.
Oh, okay. Safe, orderly, and humane immigration system. Got it. See, I wasn't sure about that because it sounded to me like there was no problem. So I don't know why you'd have to do any of these things. There you go. NPR, National Public Radio, getting in on the action of the criticism of Joe Biden and these classified documents. You know, as I tell you, as the drama turns in all this, the drama turns and Joe Biden is in a lot of political trouble, a lot of political trouble. Well, turns out even NPR is criticizing what's going on here. This is a clip from CNN. So it's the fusion of NPR and CNN. It's like One or Two Empowers Activate, form of outrage lefty media who really is done with this president, basically. That's right.
I mean, I think that there's a frustration, I can say, generally speaking, I hope I'm not overgeneralizing, amongst many reporters, because there has been, I think, a sense that there was, that the White House has not been as forthcoming as journalists would like with the information and the timeline. I mean, the first batch of documents were discovered shortly after the midterms. That was not disclosed until CBS broke the story.
That was not disclosed. See, there is a thing where the media, as pathetic as they are, they don't like to be lied to. And usually they're in on the joke when the Democrats lie. But when they are not in on the joke, they really don't like it. They don't like it. Now, Biden has a new spokeswoman who is out there replacing the fembot. I believe they took fembot Karine Jean-Pierre into the shop today, I believe, for some tune-ups, possibly a software update. Might have been a software update, right? Well, she can't even answer a basic question about everything. Take a listen.
Does the White House have any problem with the Penn Biden Center sharing information such as visitor logs with the House Oversight Committee?
I appreciate the question, and I think you know, we realize you all have many questions on this. We believe, and we continue to say that they are most appropriately handled by the White House Counsel's Office, so I'd have to refer you to them on this.
Do you pledge to cooperate with the House Oversight Committee for any requests that they may make? That's an easy one.
Again, I have to refer you to White House Counsel's Office on this.
You can't even give a simple pledge that, of course, we're going to cooperate with an oversight committee in Congress.
White House Counsel's Office also engages with oversight, and I would refer you to my colleagues in Counsel's Office on that.
A request from the House Oversight Committee?
Again, I just need to refer you to my colleague to handle.
I just have to refer you to somebody who also can't talk, somebody who also can't answer questions, somebody who's also not going to say a damn thing to you. All that is what I need to do. Call the Justice Department. Well, they can't talk. Call the special counsel. They can't talk. Call the White House Counsel's Office. They can't talk. I mean, it is pathetic. And obviously, the news that we broke today at the start of the show, which is the Secret Service does, in fact, have visitor logs, a lot of visitor logs, and the Secret Service is willing to cooperate with Congress and turn them over. Wow, imagine that, huh? Imagine that. Unbelievable. I know, I'm just as shocked as you are. Yes, here we go. This is a little supercut from, you've heard a lot about George Santos, right? And all of his lies and everything else that's going on. Well, one thing I wanted to mention to you about George Santos is that Al Gore taught him everything he knows. Really, I mean, Al Gore, excuse me, Joe Biden. It's been a long show. Joe Biden taught George Santos everything he knows. Everything about exaggeration, everything about lies, everything about making just stuff about your career, everything about just saying you did that, you did this, you did this, you did the other thing. That's really what George Santos has learned from at the mastery of Joe Biden, who has just been such a resource to him, such an absolute help to him, really a guy who's just been a mentor. I think it's what George Santos would say, wouldn't he? He would turn around if he was asked about Joe Biden, he would turn around and say, you know what? He's really been my inspiration. Here's a little supercut of all the times that President Joe Biden taught Congressman George Santos the ways of the world. Courtesy of our friends at Grabian.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community at home.
I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping, traveling with him.
I've written extensively when I was a law professor.
I went to law school on a full academic scholarship, the only one in my class to have a full academic scholarship.
I was appointed to the Academy in 1965. I didn't come to the Academy because I wanted to be a football star, and you had a guy named Staubach and Bellino here. So I went to Delaware.
I got started out of HBCU, Delaware State. Now, I don't want to hear anything negative about Delaware State here, okay? They're my folks.
Went back to law school and, in fact, ended up in the top half of my class. I won the international moot court competition. I was the outstanding student in the political science department at the end of my year. I graduated with 3 degrees from undergraduate school and 165 credits. Only need 123 credits. And I'd be delighted to sit down and compare my IQ to yours if you'd like.
I am a hard coal miner, anthracite coal, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
He's a coal miner.
My dad was a salesperson. He wasn't a coal miner. My great grandpa was.
My first job offer, where I wanted my wife, deceased wife, and I wanted to move to Idaho because we think not.
He's in Idaho saying this, obviously.
Beautiful, beautiful state. And I interviewed for a job with Boise Cascade.
I got a commercial license because my dad used to run an.
This is when he was a truck driver.
I used to drive a tractor trailer.
Oh, and, awesome.
And so I know a little bit about driving big trucks.
It means that I've worked in the East Side. I deliberately went and worked for 3 years to make sure I was the only white guy that worked in the East Side because, you know, I wanted to understand. I was involved in the civil rights movement, but
what did you want to understand?
What I want to understand, I didn't realize, for example, I was the only lifeguard in the project.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
and he ran a bunch of bad boys. And so he was up on the board, wouldn't listen to me. I said, hey, Esther, you, off the board, or I'll come up and drag you off. He said, I'll be waiting for you. He was waiting for three guys in straight razors. Not a joke.
No joke.
I used to be a lifeguard for years. And when I ran for the United States Senate, they said, well, why do you want a 29-year-old guy who's only been a lifeguard? The truth was, I was a practicing lawyer. I've been a public defender, and I had my own small law firm.
The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. You know how much it costs to make that insulin?
It's cancer.
Diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
Cost. It was invented by a man who did not patent it because he wanted it available for everyone. I spoke to him.
Spoke to him. He's been dead for...
Helicopters ready to take those 3,000 civilians inside the green zone where I've been seven times and shot at.
Not true.
Because that's where my son died.
Uncle Frank fought in the Battle of the Bulge and he won the Purple Heart.
Not true.
And he never received it. So he got him the Purple Heart. He had won it in the Battle of the Bulge. And
not
I
true.
Remember he came over to the house and I came out and he said, present it to him. Okay, we had the family there.
I watched what happened. Mm-hmm. When the kids from Parkland marched up to, and I met with them, and then they went off to up on the hill.
Not true. Also BS.
To go into those neighborhoods.
Total BS.
All those congressmen were like, no, I'm not here. I'm not here. Don't tell them I'm around.
God's truth, I've traveled over 1,250,000 miles on that track. And one of the conductors I know for years walked up and said, Joey, baby, grabbed my cheek. Not a joke.
No joke.
This day.
By the way, you know whatever Joe Biden says, no joke, it's a lie. You know that, right? That's the tell right there. Everybody's got a tell in life. No joke is his tell. No doubt about it.
30 years ago, Nelson Mandela walked out of prison and entered into discussions about apartheid. I had the great honor of meeting him. I had the great honor of being arrested with our UN ambassador on the streets of Soweto trying to get to see him on Robben's Island.
Not true.
Swear to God, true story. Swear to God, true story.
True story.
Hey, you think I'm kidding, man?
You think I'm kidding, man? No joke, folks. That's no joke. So that's the truth. I mean, maybe George Santos will become president. You people are mocking him. But maybe George Santos is going to become president of the United States. Have you thought about that? I'm just saying it, you know, well, no, because he's a Republican, obviously. So they actually hold him accountable for his lies, unlike Joe Biden, where they just dismiss it and let it go. So there you go. The other thing, too, I want to mention, too, is that in all of the nonsense we're talking about with Joe Biden and everything that's going on, you and I both know that none of this would be taking place unless there was a real effort to turn on Joe Biden, a real effort. And that's what's going on. We're going to talk more about this, obviously. And I'm very, very grateful that you are here today in our fourth and final hour. We got a lot to talk about. But I want to tell you about my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo because they are outstanding. They do great work at Cherry Hill Volvo. And I am so grateful for our wonderful partnership. Judith Krupnik and her entire team are amazing people. They really are. And I'm just thrilled, really, truly thrilled that they are continuing to be such a great sponsor of this show and the station, because we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, which is wonderful. And, you know, if you think about it, everything in life comes down to relationships. That's what they strive for every single day, every single day. And that's what they achieve for you. You'll see it yourself when you go there. Right now, they're having an amazing sale on previously enjoyed Volvos. These are Volvos that are like new, go through a rigorous 170-point inspection process, must have less than 80,000 miles on them, and backed by an extensive, extensive warranty. So my question to you is, what are you waiting for? Go see Cherry Hill Volvo today. You will have the ability to have a car that is like new, but at a previously enjoyed car price. And what I also love about Cherry Hill Volvo is the fact that when you bring your car in for its regularly scheduled maintenance, you see my buddy Kellen in the service department, they'll take great care of you as well. This special going on through January has amazing previously owned Volvos ready for you. Cherry Hill Volvo is the most accessible Volvo dealership, minutes over the bridge on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. So go see them today. Just like my buddy Dave, who bought a beautiful S-Class, the S-Class made right here in South Carolina. It is a beautiful, beautiful car, fast and safe. Days like today when it's raining out and nobody knows how to drive in the rain, the Volvo will help keep you safe. Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue here in our fourth and final hour, in a few minutes I'm going to get out of here and head over to Parks Casino for comedy night with my buddy Joe Conklin and Mike Baldini, some great comedians. Perhaps I'll see you there. Hopefully the traffic isn't too bad. This rain, though, it always throws you for a loop, right? Anyway, I wanted to mention, you know, we've talked a lot on this show over the years about reining in the federal government. Reining in the federal government. That's right. What do we do about it? What do we do about the United States federal government spying on us all the time, manipulating the information that we have access to? And absolutely in each and every way, trying to control the information that we have. What do we do? What do we do about it? Well, we can start with reining in the FBI, for example. Reining in the FBI and the powers that we have given to the FBI under this BS bogus notion of keeping us safe, which they have used and weaponized politically against us. Here's Christopher Wray, the FBI director, on the issue of digital surveillance and how the good guys are constrained by the rule of law. He's saying this, of course, at the WEF. At the WEF, the World Economic Forum, where they're all in on trying to police disinformation, quote-unquote disinformation, you know, so they can figure out the party line and make sure that that's the only thing you know, the only thing you hear, the only thing you're allowed by law to talk about. Take a listen.
I think I would make two important points. And one is, you'll notice, and I think quite rightly, he repeatedly referred to the good guys working together. And that is the critical premise for that to happen, because in a world, whether you want to call it cat and mouse or anything else, we're in a world where all these technologies are available to both the good guys and the bad guys. The good guys are constrained by the rule of law and international norms. Bad guys aren't, which you could argue, in a sense, gives them a competitive advantage. The competitive advantage the good guys have is that, for all the reasons Matthew said, when we're all working together, then they're no match.
Yes.
Because the bad guys' relationships with each other are purely transactional, and they'll turn on each other in a heartbeat if it suits them. But because they're not constrained by the rule of law, because they're not constrained by international norms, we have to be mindful of the advantage that gives them and work together in partnership.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you see now what he's basically saying here is digital surveillance is necessary because of all the bad guys that are out there. So we need to have digital surveillance. And of course, who do we bring up again? The Russians. Always the Russians. This big botnet farm that the FBI went after, this operation, despite not knowing even what the purpose of this Russian botnet farm is all about.
On the other hand, I think the sophistication of the private sector is improving, and particularly important, the level of collaboration between the private sector and the government, especially the FBI, has, I think, made significant strides. We are focused, looking at cyber attacks, looking at what's happening in the Ukraine. Mm-hmm. We did see, as the conflict erupted, an increased effort by the Russian intelligence services, which have been conducting cyber, malicious cyber activity against U.S. infrastructure for years. But we're increasingly concerned that the surveillance activity, the scanning, the research, all the preparatory activity that could be one thing, could be an indication of something more serious. And so the name of the game in terms of cyber defense from our perspective is to try to get, to use a terrorism analogy, further left of boom. And that's why, for example, we conducted a significant technical operation against a GRU botnet in the early months of the conflict, because we didn't want to wait around to find out what they were up to and what their ultimate intentions were. You know, when you talk about autonomous vehicles, it's obviously something that we're...
See, we didn't even know what the intentions were, but we made our move. Isn't that something? You notice that right there? And of course, this justifies the digital surveillance. So it becomes a revolving door to justify the surveillance. It's like going after domestic violent extremists. Well, you know, they're out there in the mountains somewhere and we got to do something about it. And then they turn around, they say that, and then what happens? Nothing happens, but you'll have one lone nut and then they'll use it to justify all these resources, all this time. Russian bots, we've been hearing about Russian bots since the 2016 presidential election. And all this stuff is used to justify the surveillance. That's what this is all about. You know this. All right, keep going here.
Excited about, just like everybody. But there are harms that we have to guard against that are more than just the obvious. One of them is the danger that there could be ways to confuse or distort the algorithms to cause physical harm. So I'm thinking about a story I heard not that long ago about the researchers who were able to trick a self-driving car's algorithm by essentially putting a piece of black tape over a stop sign and caused the car to accelerate
right
by 50 miles an hour or something. You know, it's a simple example, but it shows kind of some of the harms we have to guard against. And then a different kind of harm that we were concerned about is the enormous amount of data that autonomous vehicles, for example, aggregate. And anytime you aggregate lots and lots of sensitive data, it makes a very tempting target. So thinking of electric vehicles, autonomous vehicles, as an attack surface of their own, not just in terms of destructive ability, but in terms of the data that it aggregates and the harms that could come from that, is something that is very much on our mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Very much in our mind. Yes, very much. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. It's such a joke, isn't it? Unbelievable. It really is. The way that they justify all of this. You know, it's the same thing with the CDC becoming the speech police. And I went into that a little bit earlier in the show today. But the Facebook file emails reveal the extent of the CDC's role in silencing COVID-19 dissent. Throughout the pandemic, the CDC was in constant contact with Facebook, vetting what users were allowed to say on the social media site. That's right. The CDC played a direct role in policing permissible speech on social media throughout the COVID-19 pandemic. Confidential emails obtained by Reason.com show that Facebook moderators were in constant contact with the CDC and routinely asked government health officials to vet claims related to the virus, mitigation efforts such as masks and vaccines. For a broader analysis of the federal government's pandemic-era efforts to suppress free speech and whether they violated the First Amendment, they've been covering this for such a long time because after Elon Musk took control of Twitter, he permitted several independent journalists to peruse the company's communications, as you know. And what they found here in these files, and also with this Missouri v. Biden lawsuit, which we've talked a lot about, is an environment where the CDC kept tabs on Facebook's moderation practices and regularly told the company what the agency wanted it to do, told them what they wanted it to do. For instance, in May 2021, CDC officials began routinely vetting claims about COVID-19 vaccines that had appeared on Facebook. The platform left it up to the federal government to determine which assertions were accurate. Ready? This is what they said here. Hi, Carol. To help with scoping on your end for Thursday, here are some of the COVID content items that Liz will be flagging for you and the CDC team. Number one, it is not safe for women on their period to take the COVID-19 vaccine. Being around people who are vaccinated with the COVID-19 vaccine causes side effects. Number three, specifically, we have seen content claiming side effects such as menstrual cycle changes, but also miscarriages, blood clotting, bleeding, bruising, general sickness. COVID-19 vaccines cause magnetism. COVID-19 vaccine causes Alzheimer's, causes a cytokine storm, causes Bell's palsy. COVID-19 has a 99.6% survival rate. See what they do? They put out some of this stuff that really nobody really thinks about. Like if you walk by somebody who has got the vaccine, you're going to get side effects. And then they end it with this idea that COVID has a 99.6% survival rate, which it does. But they've already put all the other stuff there that nobody really thinks about. And obviously, when you think about Alzheimer's or you think about stroke, heart disease, the CDC says also debunk anything when it comes to the idea that COVID-19 is man-made. That is false, unproven, and unsupported by evidence. And the COVID-19 vaccine causes erectile dysfunction. How do they? The problem is that they didn't know. And they said some of these claims would already be violating an implicit admission that the CDC's opinion on the other claims would be a deciding factor in whether the platform would restrict such content. Facebook was clearly a willing participant in the process. Moderators repeatedly thanked the CDC for its help in debunking. That's right. Claims vetted by the CDC included whether COVID-19 is man-made. And they told Facebook that it was theoretically possible, but extremely unlikely. Mm-hmm. You and I both know that the effort to suppress this idea that COVID came from a lab goes all the way back to those initial emails, and I talked about this earlier in the show today, goes all the way back to those initial emails by Asanto Fauci, Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor, you always have to say that by law, and his minions over there, who were talking nonstop about the notion of we have to debunk the lab leak theory. We have to debunk this. We have to tell everybody that it's not true. This was an orchestrated effort. It was Meta's policy to prohibit users from asserting that the pandemic may have originated from a lab leak. The platform revised this policy around the same time that the above email exchange took place. By July 2021, the CDC wasn't just evaluating what claims it thought were false, but whether they could cause harm. And then, when the FDA granted emergency authorization for children to receive the COVID vaccine, Facebook proudly informed the CDC that it would remove false claims, i.e. that the COVID vaccine is not safe for kids, from Facebook and Instagram. Meta also provided the CDC with a list of new claims about vaccines and asked whether the government thought they could contribute to vaccine refusals. So they were all in on the censorship, all in on this. Whatever Facebook wanted, they were there to do. Whatever they wanted to do. All right, I got to get out of here and head over to Parks. We'll have more on this for you tomorrow. There's so much. We're just scratching the surface on this, obviously. But just know this. The CDC was working side by side to control the information. And so many government agencies were involved here in this. Before I get out of here, USA Insulation is going to help you save money. That's right. USAinsulation.net. Right now, the government's giving a 30% tax credit. And you can use that towards the payment of your insulation, up to about $1,200. Insulation makes such a difference for your home. It really does. It saved us a lot of money, and it also makes our home more comfortable. I can't stress that enough, because a lot of times when you think about these things just in the context of money, yeah, it matters. There's a war on energy. You will save money. Your home is going to be way more comfortable, but also something else too, and that is that your home will feel better. It's your home, and you want to have a nice, comfortable, relaxing environment. When they inject their premium foam insulation into the walls from the outside, that foam barrier makes the absolute difference. So reach out to them today. Just go to usainsulation.net or call them at 1-800-USA-FOAM. 1-800-USA-FOAM. All right? Reach out to them and you will be in great shape. You'll feel better, you'll save money, and you'll take advantage of that 30% government tax credit. We did this in our home and it worked for us. 1-800-USA-FOAM or usainsulation.net.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.